This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
There's nothing worse than going to a doctor's appointment expecting to be the center of attention, and then your doctor seems like they have better things to do and better places to be. You know, instead of listening to you intently, asking you how you feel and help you along, the doctor is just checking their watch, ready to get out of there. Well, on ZocDoc, you'll find quality doctors who focus on you and listen to you to prioritize your care. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. So no more playing doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor that you haven't even met yet. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right. So go to ZocDoc.com/Tim and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/Tim. ZocDoc.com/Tim.
What's up, y'all? You know, it's the new year, so you got your New Year's resolutions. You're trying to change it up. You're trying to make more time for your family. You're trying to lose weight. Well, that's why you got to F with HelloFresh, bro, okay? With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep, okay? Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit, all right? It's the most festive time of the year, and HelloFresh is here to help make the most of every moment. From holiday hosting to dinners during busy weeknights, you can count on HelloFresh to deliver fresh ingredients and seasonal recipes, all right? Whether you're hosting a holiday party or just stocking up on snacks, you'll find everything you need at HelloFresh Market. From quick breakfast to charcuterie boards and desserts, it's never been easier to prep for a party or fill your pantry, okay? Who don't love a nice charcuterie board, you know? You know, we got that new baby on the way. We got a little hyper-ass toddler running around. Chia is very exhausted. I'm tired too. We don't have time to be looking up recipes and cooking and cleaning and grocery shopping and all that. That's why we F with HelloFresh. We get to save time and we get delicious dinner on the table, all right? Go to HelloFresh.com/NoChaser21 and use code NoChaser21 for 21 free meals plus free shipping. You heard? One more time. Go to HelloFresh.com/NoChaser21 and use code NoChaser21 for 21 free meals plus free shipping. 21, 21, 21. All right? That's why it's America's number one meal kit.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Yuletide carols
being sung by the fire.
Choir. No, you're probably right. Wait, choir or fire?
Either way.
You know that
Santa's on his way.
All right, man. That's
aww. I wish it was like a little fireplace in the background.
Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy holidays. Mm-hmm. Happy Christmas, Kwanzaa, Yarmulke.
Oh, God.
Hanukkah.
But what's the happy Christmas, Kwanzaa, Christmas,
Kwanzaa.
Yama Kwanzaa.
Nope, there's no yarmulke in it. Leave the yarmulke alone.
Oh, I will. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Motivation Podcast. I'm Jim Shot the Rock.
I'm Ricky Shot.
No, Ricky Schmuck over here.
I was going to say one of those, but I only kept thinking Weinstein. I was like, nope.
And I'm Nikki Blades.
This is Nikline. I don't know.
Let's just leave that alone. Can we just not? I don't want to touch it.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the No Chaser Podcast. Oh, my God. And aside from celebrating because it's the holidays and this is it's going to be Christmas in a few days, this is our 200th episode!
Wow! Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy, fool.
Wow. We did it.
Y'all heard the same stories 200 times.
So
that's crazy.
And we love you for it. You are the reason why we are here.
They're so excited. And to celebrate, we're going to count down the most retold stories and tell them.
Can tell somebody them again? Put that together?
Let's make it a clip show.
Yeah, it's just best of. Just all the moments.
My God. And it's just it's 10 clips of the same story. Well, shit, y'all. Hey, thanks for watching and listening. Yeah. 200 episodes. That's crazy. And I hope everyone's nice and cozy for the holidays. I love Christmas. It's like really probably one of my favorite. It's like the most wonderful time of the year, you know?
It is. It's nice.
There's a song about that.
All right.
There's several songs about that.
Yeah. Who let the dogs out? It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, someone make that remix. No. Now it has to be done. It has to be done now.
Terrible remix.
I don't care. It has to be done now. He thought of it.
Are you guys, I feel like, have we talked about this before where you feel like just the holidays ain't the same anymore? You said that about Thanksgiving.
And Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different.
What's different for you?
Yeah.
Well, Tim, this is like a big Christmas for you. You have Veda. Yeah,
I know.
She is pregnant.
Oh, shit, that's right.
You know, full-blown dad mode, husband. How do the holidays feel for you now that you have children?
You know what? That is a great question, Nikki Blades.
You know, I ask good questions sometimes.
Because... to be honest, you know, last year when we set up the tree with Veda was around almost a year old, not quite a year old yet. Yeah, she was looking at the tree and shit, but she didn't really know what was going on. Mm-hmm. I feel like now she's looking around like the things are different, you know, like, and we're watching nothing but like Christmassy videos, and she can actually, now that we put on so many Christmas like little kid videos, she knows who Santa is.
Oh.
Santa, like, oh, just shit. Just seeing the seeing this, you know, and we'll put on a video and she'll see the dude and she'll go oh and I'll go because oh. She's seen so many videos now, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, for sure, like, now that I have my own like my own family,
yeah.
And, you know, this is what the holidays are about. And, like, you know, it's about, hey, buy some Christmas presents for the kiddos. You know, it feels like you feel the warmth of the Christmas spirit in your house.
Yeah.
You know?
What about you, Rick? I feel like you and I are in a, like, similar boat. Like, we have our nieces, we got the nephews, we got the family, we have those things. But Christmas for me, single, is very different than Christmas for me, relationship, or even Christmas for me when I had roommates. Like,
yeah. Yeah, same. It's definitely different.
Mm-hmm.
Less expensive.
For sure.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got my two nephews, my little cousin. Oh shit, my other little cousins. Never mind, it's still expensive. But yeah, no big giant gifts
right.
to buy. Yeah, so that's cool.
Do you celebrate Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Well, this year is going to be different. So I'm not exactly sure because it's just me that I'm accountable for now.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty much it. So my mom and dad have my brother and my niece, and then my sister has her family and her babies.
Mm.
And now they're like, well, my sister wants to do Christmas Eve with her kids
yeah.
at the house. They celebrate. And then, you know, my parents are going to do theirs over there. And then Christmas Day, we're coming together.
Okay.
But we've never really done that before. It was always we used to celebrate Christmas Eve, and especially growing up. Christmas Eve, wait till midnight, open the presents, right. Christmas yeah. Day, adults, games, all of that.
I see. Okay.
But now it's a little bit like, what the fuck am I supposed to do on Christmas Eve? That's what I'm thinking, because Christmas Day, of course, I'm going to go be with the fam, do that. But that's not my norm.
Yeah.
So I don't really know. When I was in a relationship, I would go over to their, you know, it made it perfect. Christmas Eve, spend it with them during the day. Mm-hmm. Christmas Day, go with my family. But this year, I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Just chill, dog.
Just kick it out. I want to do something, though, because I do enjoy the holidays, and I especially like Christmas. But I am thinking, like, should I do something with my friends? Do maybe for my girlfriends that don't have anything else to do?
Yeah,
throw something at the house? Just nothing, like, with a lot of expectations, but games, drinks.
Love no expectations.
Yeah, just kind of come through, be comfortable. Like, my Friendsgiving. Come through, let's eat, let's drink, let's play games, so that we're not sitting there feeling like we got FOMO. Because in reality, like, I ain't going to go get a boyfriend just to go do something on Christmas Eve.
Cuffing season, though.
Cuffing season.
I feel like a LBC could be nice. Oh, that's Lonely Bitch Christmas. Oh, man.
My choice.
Listen. We said it. I'm in the same boat, dog.
I was like,
we good.
You said it, and I was like, What are the letters? What are the letters?
I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, man.
Little booty.
Little booty would have been fine.
I was like, Long Beach chicken.
I was like, LBC.
Oh, man.
Damn. Wow.
Well, speaking of Lonely Bitch Christmas, can we pour up a drink?
Yeah, I'll take a shot with you, Nikki Blaze.
If it makes you feel any better, I'll be lonelier.
So then what are your letters then?
FBC.
Fat Boy Christmas.
Is that what?
Frugal. Wow. Wow.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is it your turn? You want to grab the coffee and walk off?
Right. Oh my god.
Oh shit. I love you,
Rick. I was gonna say, Rick, I'm so thankful
I love
for you, man.
That shit cracks me up.
Oh man,
let me tell you.
Ring the bell for the 200 episode. Wow.
Hey, first try. I probably go drop off some gift cards to the youngins and eat some shit somewhere and just chill. Yeah.
Well, look. Cheers to us. Cheers to 200 episodes. Cheers to
water bottle?
Because they got these tiny ass water bottles.
Can you just have just Chaser on deck? Just keep it by your side.
No, I'm good.
Oh, thank you.
Cheers to LBC and FBCs.
That's right. FBC and the LBC.
And HBCUs.
Everybody. And the ABCs. You know what's up? Oh, 200 episodes.
It's a shot you put me?
I got a heavy hand because I'm a lonely bitch.
A fuck it, let's do it. 200 episodes, motherfucker.
Oh,
no.
God.
All right.
I feel like I'm going to text somebody after that. I'm not going to be lonely for long. All right, you see me next to a fire cuddled up with somebody with a tattooed arm and a just, watch.
A different kind of LBC.
Yeah, that's right. I don't even know. What is this supposed to mean?
Long.
I was about to say LOL to the BBC. Excuse me, BBC. I don't want an LBC.
Oh man. For the record, we don't say C. We say D.
That's right.
So
now y'all know.
Oh yeah.
Woo! I didn't drink enough coffee. You're just way too witty for me today.
Yeah, I was going to say, oh, yeah, well, for me, the eve and the day shit was always perfect in high school because...
Mexican homies.
Mm-hmm. Like, so our boys, you know, Pedro and Eric, I would always be like, specifically, I go to Pedro's house.
Ooh, look at you try to... I heard you try to roll that.
I go in between because, you know, even with him specifically, he was like, oh, we call him Peter, right? So when I hit the Pedro, I'd be like, I should say Pedro. So when I go to Pedro's casa, you know, we go to...
No, don't do it. Wait. Stop
you
by your
so
head.
You was mad at you?
No.
Oh, I said it.
Oh, no. You said it with the
I said it with the thug.
You said it with a hard the.
Cut that out. I want another episode. The final episode be the 200th episode because your ass decides to add the.
Listen.
With the red hat on, I feel uncomfortable. uncomfortable. I feel extremely uncomfortable in this room right
now. It's allowed in comedy.
I'm not co-signing.
They are comedy writers a lot of times. They get it.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And we're not popular enough to come at
Nobody
us.
Cares yeah, about us.
So, every Navidad,
God,
nosotros vamos.
You go to.
Hold on. Yeah. Nosotros vamos a la casa de mi amigo Pedro.
Okay.
Okay. Porque me gustó mucho his mama's cooking. pozole es muy delicioso y his madre es muy
This episode is brought to you by Duolingo. This is what happens when you don't practice enough.
Muy
Make sure you take your lessons every day.
Cáete la boca.
Oh, you knew how to say that. You knew how to say that one quick.
Hey, y'all know I F with Blue Chew because Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost, okay? Blue Chew's tablets combat all forms of erectile dysfunction and can help men gain extra confidence for when it's time to perform. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package, okay? Y'all know me, I had a baby almost 2 years ago. Well, I didn't have it. My wife had it. But we just announced another pregnancy a couple months ago. Yes, she's pregnant again. And not gonna lie, that second time we were trying, we had to try a whole lot of times. And your boy's little dingling was very tired. So the Blue Chew definitely helped me out, okay? So if you think this might help you, try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code TIM at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code TIM to receive your first month.
The new year is a few days away, and I know you got some goals you want to accomplish. And if those goals have to do with saving money and learning how to budget, then you need Rocket Money. Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill, is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Now, over 80% of people have subscriptions that they forgot about, whether it's that streaming service that you paid for to watch one show and then you forgot to cancel it, or maybe you started a free trial that you never even used and it rolled over. Rocket Money will quickly and easily identify those subscriptions so you can stop paying for the ones that you don't want. Now, they make it super easy. It's as easy as a click of a button. You find what you don't want, you hit cancel, Rocket Money handles the rest. I personally use Rocket Money. I've been using them since they were Truebill, and it's genuinely helped me out. I had like a gym membership that was years old that I thought I canceled because I clearly wasn't going, but it was still there. Rocket Money helped me get out of that. So stop throwing away your money, cancel unwanted subscriptions, and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/nochaser. That's rocketmoney.com/nochaser. One more time, rocketmoney.com/nochaser.
But yeah, so we would go to we would always go to Peter's house on Christmas Eve,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, have some fire-ass food.
Yeah.
And then Christmas Day, the Mexican homies would come to my house and just... And my mom would cook a random combination of things. It would always be like fucking, you know, spaghetti and meatballs, some Thai food, a fucking, I don't know, steak.
It was wild.
That's a lot going on.
But it was all bomb.
Christmas night at the Tim family house was always a good time.
Yeah.
It was always a good time.
I remember one time, oh, funny ass shit. Oh, you just reminded me of this, right? So when we're in high school, so Rick is a year older than me, right?
Okay.
So all the homies, like my bestest friends my junior year were like Rick, our homie Chris, our homie Kevin, and the homie Julian. And these all just happen to be black men, all right? And Julian's half Puerto Rican. Anyways, not important.
Thanks for the details.
So there's one year, none of the homies had Christmas plans, so they all came to my house on Christmas. Or maybe y'all came after you did your shit with your families. I forget.
Yeah, after, I believe.
Okay, so I was at the dining table, me and three lovely, beautiful black men, and we're just talking, right? Well, one of my dad's homies, old Thai dude, had fallen asleep at the table. and then he fell asleep there before we all sat down. So imagine you're an old Thai dude going to party with your old Thai homies. You fall asleep at the table.
Shit.
You wake up, table of young black dudes.
Do an accent. Man. Can you please reenact it?
He's like, "What up, old Thai man?" Oh, wait, which accent were you talking about?
Yo, yo, yo. What it is.
Sawadi cop or whatever.
Shit.
Oh, this really will be
that's
our last
the accent
episode.
You wanted, Nicky Blaze? Because that's offensive, I think.
It's not the one I was going for.
Oh, okay. You know, got to be clear with that.
I didn't know that you would even think to do the other. Yeah, I wouldn't even call that an accent.
Okay,
you...
let me do the other accent. Let me do the other accent. Oi, vey, I got a bunch of these. All right, but yes. Yep,
this is why I stopped wearing bottom eyeliner. This should be running.
Oi, vey. But yeah. But yes, that it was a funny little situation. Well, he woke up. I mean, and he was a little confused, but he was fine after he realized what was happening.
He didn't scream for too long.
I remember one time speaking specifically about Kevin and scaring old Asian people,
bro.
Our boy Kevin. So Kevin, I love Kevin. He's a tall man. Like not super tall, but he's just
like 6 foot.
Right. So he's like all around just built. Like he's
a bigger body.
Yeah, he's a sturdy bodied individual,
okay.
Right?
He looks so, like he eats.
Yeah. So one time I was at
not
the
in like a Rick kind of way.
But yeah, it's distributed differently, right? So
where's his distributed?
Rick?
He just looks Duh. Yeah, we're size 22. Why?
You know what they say about big feet. I don't know what they say about wide feet.
Yeah. Gotta buy reps because they don't have the. Right. So, anyways, I'm at our apartment in Paramount. Like, you know, I'm this is in high school, right? Kev, he told me he was down the street and he was gonna come walk to my to where I was at to say what's up. I'm like, cool. So.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Our apartment was like a block down from my family's restaurant, right? It was like behind it. So this fool, Kev, he walks up and he's like breathing kind of heavy. I open the door, I'm like, "What's up, man?" He's like, "Yo, Tim, what's up, man? Not gonna lie, like, I think I low-key scared your mom right now. Like, I saw her walking and I don't even know why. I was walking mad fast." So I guess he was like, my mom was walking back from the restaurant and he's just fucking moving, right? Behind her, like passing her up. But my mom definitely showed up and was like, "Oh, okay. Oh, this is your friend. Oh my God.
I was concerned."
So funny.
But yeah.
You know, one of my favorite but worst Christmas memories, but still favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Took place at your house.
Ooh.
What happened?
Okay, so one Christmas, I was having Christmas with my family. All my cousins was there. It was a good fucking time. We was eating. It was dope, right? Yeah. Wasn't sure if you were having Christmas this time, right?
So you were like, you don't know if you're going somewhere after.
Yeah. But afterwards, I'm chilling with my cousins. We're out and about riding around. And we're in a fucking minivan, full.
Y'all was mobbing.
Full.
Hood rat shit with your friends.
Low key. Low key. And then I start paying attention to my phone again, and you hit me. It was like, "You coming through or what?" Mm-hmm. So I was like, "All right, I'm tired of you motherfuckers. Yeah. I'll go kick it with the other homies." So I tell my cousin, I was like, "Yo, just take me to the homie Tim's house." As soon as I say that, my stomach starts to bubble a little bit, right?
Bubble or rumble?
Bubble.
Okay.
Bubble, right?
Oh, there's a difference.
So, like I said, these are the cousins, and we're just goofy motherfuckers, right? So we pull up to Tim's crib. My stomach is doing a thing. I'm like, damn, I'm going to have to go and shit as soon as I walk in, right? But before I get out this van, I'm going to leave y'all with a little parting gift.
Stop it.
So I fart in the van, yeah. And everybody's dying, right? Because that shit was foul. I don't know what was in whatever we ate. It was terrible. Like, to the point where everybody got out the van.
Oh, shit.
And keep in mind, I am nowhere close to as fat as I am now. Because I know y'all thinking, yeah, typical fat girl shit. It wasn't one of those type of situations. It was just something going on in there, right? So everybody gets out the van, coughing, laughing.
Oh, my God.
It's hilarious, puking. Right? Right? And then I fart again because I have the bubbles.
Okay.
And it wasn't just fart.
I was gonna say, yeah. Well, you live in a dangerous game.
Yeah, and yeah, I lost that game. a decent amount of shart, right? So I'm like, but I don't want to tell nobody.
Yeah.
So everybody's still laughing. I'm like, all right, y'all, I'll see y'all later. I go to the door, and you open the door, and I'm like, yo, I got to use the bathroom. So I'm running up the stairs, waving hi at everybody. I go, I take my underwear off. I finish my shit, right? And I'm like, fuck, what the fuck am I going to do? Luckily, you had a plastic bag that was just chilling in there.
Okay.
Put them in the bag.
Yeah, tied it up. Yeah.
Real tight. Came back down, so I was like, I think I dropped my keys outside. I went outside, threw them in the gutter. And then spent the rest of the night commando.
Wait, I've never heard this story.
You have. You've heard it multiple times every time you say that, and I knew you were going to say that.
It's the ADHD.
Right.
You got $100.
$100. I never took that bet.
Yes. Whoa. Keep track every time. Side note, if you didn't watch the last episode, every time Tim uses his ADHD as an excuse, we get $100.
No, I never agreed to that.
That goes to our holiday party that's happening at the end of the year. So, Tim, thank you for
agree,
the first 100.
You just don't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Damn. Shit.
We got $100.
Yeah. All right.
A piece.
That's a piece. Yeah. Well, that's
wow. Wait. Okay.
Commando.
But the gutter.
And big jeans.
But the gutter. You couldn't find a trash can, or did you strategically put it in the gutter?
That's his family's house. They use that trash can. Look.
You didn't want to disrespect them?
Yeah. Nah. Go to the gutter.
I told y'all the tortilla soup story before, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Moving on. Then, your story of pulling up in front of my house reminded me of this story that I don't think I've told. Mm-hmm. Where, when I was in college, I used to casually hook up with this little Filipino girl, mm-hmm. right? And
adult.
yes. When I say little, I mean in stature, not in age. She was a college student with me. Thank you, Rick.
No problem.
And
we gotta be safe.
And yeah, exactly. So putang in a mo. We used to hook up and
you learned something.
Casually. And there was one time she was like, yo, I'm at this party, but I'm bored. Like,
oh my God, come get me.
Come give me some dick. It wasn't even come get
me.
It was like a let's hook up real quick situation, right?
Oh wow, good for you.
So thanks. So I pulled her up discreetly. She went outside. I pulled up discreetly. And we went around the block and we proceed to partake in
adult activities.
Coitus.
Okay.
In the car, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, are her lights on? I'm like, nah, we're good. Because then she was like, cars were driving by and shit. And like, so we got it in, whatever, whatever. And yes, my lights were on the whole time. I did not realize that. So definitely there was somebody in the neighborhood like, who the fuck is outside my shit?
Yeah.
Anyway, and then she was like, all right, well, hurry up. And I'm trying to get back before people notice, right? So I guess we're longer than we thought, because as I pulled up to just drop her off after giving her some casual dick, everyone's like leaving the party. And they're like, yo, where were y'all at? What were y'all doing?
Wow.
We were testing our lights.
Yeah, we were just
They work.
Yeah. We were just eating some lumpia. She just feeding her some lumpia. You know what I'm saying? Merry Christmas, y'all.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, so before we move on to another topic, first of all, I just want to say 200 episodes is great.
Fucking yeah.
And I appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
And we always tell you guys we appreciate you guys for watching, so it's like fuck y'all for a second. I just want to say I appreciate you guys as my co-hosts.
Aww.
You know, I think the chemistry is great.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people enjoy us together.
You know.
And Nikki Blades, I just want you to know you are appreciated here.
Aww.
You are an essential piece of the puzzle.
Thank you.
You know, I think it's important that you're here. Because me and Rick, we agree on basically everything.
That is very true.
So.
I'm just here to disagree with Rick.
You know what? I think, and here's the thing. When you disagree with Rick, I'm also agreeing with Rick, but I don't want to double team you because I feel like, you know, that's a lot.
Yeah. It's a great balance.
Oh, but I do want to double. No.
Oh, my God.
No.
We're not going to have another episode.
I had to make that joke. Chia, I apologize. There was no way I wasn't going to make that joke. but yes.
It was really nice being a part of the show while we had it.
But, you know, I feel like also there's, I think, of course, you know what I'm saying, not everybody's going to watch all 200 episodes, but I appreciate y'all that tune in consistently.
Yeah.
Look, it's a lot of motherfucking random YouTubers that start podcasts,
mm-hmm.
But a lot of them just kind of, like, stop.
Right.
Because they can't do what I do, all
right? That's right.
Talk my shit for a second.
let them know.
Because when I started the podcast, I was like, I kind of thought I was late to the game when I started. I was like, everybody got a motherfucking podcast. I don't know if I want to do it. And then, of course, you know, people still continued creating podcasts, right? And I think we got a good one.
Yeah.
I agree. That's it.
It is interesting, the timing of it all. Because I did get into radio right before we started the podcast.
And that was a big reason why I hit you up for this.
It was a huge... I'm pretty sure the text was like, look, I'm starting a podcast. We're looking for a girl mm-hmm. who actually has some background in it.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I need an attractive woman that can talk.
Yeah, pretty much, right? And it was like perfect timing. Just had started that. We did Wild and Out too.
Mm-hmm.
It was around that time. Yep. And then this all kind of came together because I had met you before, but we weren't really close. Yeah. Like we were cool, but to be able to be on this couch for what, almost three? Is it 3 years? How long have we been doing
this? It's damn near 3 years.
Damn near 3 years with you guys. It's crazy. I've grown a lot. I know that for sure.
Yeah,
I
mean, you was like 5'2".
Right. And then now I'm 5'9". Yo, the internet says that I'm like 5'3", by the way.
That's
and y'all still don't know my mix or how tall I am. 200 episodes in. Most of y'all still don't know.
I mean, and that's I love that because we're going to keep telling them the same information over and over and over love again.
It. Until you get your Ritalin.
Oh, man. Once I get the Ritalin, I'm going to be like,
fuck, what's going to happen? We've had to hold on. Wait. We've had 200 episodes of ADHD Tim.
Yeah, it's going to be different.
What's going
to
happen?
You might just have to skip those days.
So here's the thing, right? On the way up here, I was talking to Nikki Blades, and I was like, you know, I was saying that if it affects...
Because I asked.
Yeah.
So when we were in the car, he was like, look, I don't know if I want to tell you this now or I want to tell you on the podcast. But you know what? Since we're here, I got diagnosed with ADHD. I'm going to take the medication. And I asked, so are you going to take it when you're on the podcast?
So here's one of the things. So on one side, right, I don't want it to change my personality, right?
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side, I've read the comments where they're like, is Tim even listening to what the guest is saying?
That's so funny. Okay, I didn't get to say this on the ADHD episode, okay. But let's not make it another ADHD.
Wait, we're not.
I think if you end up taking medication, I think it could be ultimately beneficial for you and all the things you do, right?
Okay.
Because your forgetfulness and all of that shit is not the driving force of your talent or creativity.
True.
Or what you do here. Like,
yeah.
It stands out when it happens, but it's not a consistent thing, right?
Yeah.
But if you were to get some focus, I don't think that's going to take away any of the creativity, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then we could plan better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so we can make him take it while we're planning and then take it away from him when we're sitting on the couches.
Kinda, yeah.
Maybe.
And but just think about where you could go if you didn't wing everything.
Now, as you know, we are in the holiday season. And with the holiday season comes a lot of sweet treats and good foods to eat. And if you're going to be eating, you got to stay up on your oral care. And Quip makes it easy to stay on track by delivering all your healthy mouth essentials for this season and beyond. They got time sonic vibrations with 30-second pulses to guide a dentist-recommended two-minute clean. It's a lightweight and sleek design for kids and adults. No wires, no bulky chargers or anything like that to slow you down. They got a multi-use travel cover that also doubles as a mirror mount. You can stick it right on the mirror, less clutter on your counter. And they got reusable handles in a range of sleek metal hues, including the best-selling all black and all pink, as well as bright plastic colors to pop on your bathroom counter. They even got a ton of add-ons like anti-cavity toothpaste in mint and watermelon flavors. They got gum that's sugar-free. They have a mouthwash. You get refills delivered to your door. You don't even have to go anywhere, and they all come with a battery. Quip is the truth, man. Trust me, you got to try it. Go to quip.com/Tim right now for your first refill free. Plus, shop Quip's lowest prices of the year this holiday season. That's GETQUIP.com/Tim. Quip, the good habits company.
Looking at how far you've gone winging everything.
God damn it, Rick. I feel like I'm having a moment, too. I'm like, shit. Everybody listening right now is reevaluating their life.
That's a fair point.
That's a really good point.
Because, look, I do a lot of winging it to the point where I've embraced that, and I'm like,
it's your personality.
I ain't got a plan.
Yeah. it's become your personality.
This is a fair point, and I guess 2023 will, we'll see what happens.
We'll test it out. Dang.
It's going to be crazy.
It's
Christmas.
Get back to Christmas.
But yeah, okay.
Yeah, Christmas, 200 episodes. Side note, Tim's hat is the exact same texture of my outfit. The exact. And I was trying to get everybody to wear all white today. And Rick said, y'all do that, but I won't be fucking doing that.
Nicholas, this is a Christmas episode.
It is.
He has on a Christmas sweater.
And I'm wearing all white.
I have on green and red Christmas colors.
This.
You shut up. How about that? You don't make no sense.
First off, yes, I do. I'm wearing all white because I'm wearing, this is cream, by the way. It's not exactly white.
Exactly.
I'm wearing
cream. Snow ain't cream.
Depending on what type of snow you're looking at, what city you
eggnog.
In. Eggnog. Eggnog is cream. Also, I don't know if you guys see, fellas.
Walking in the winter wonderland. Those are
I
nice.
Have pretty nails, and they have little sparkles in it, and they have these little flakes that look like snowflakes.
And she's repping the Virgin Mary by wearing white and the purity of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, ain't sense. Nobody said that over makes here. Sense. That shit would burn off.
Nikki Blades is a virgin. You heard it here first, goddammit.
Depends on who I'm talking to and if that's what you like.
Tell the preacher.
Tell the preacher and tell the rabbi as well because
Tim, that's shut what.
No, I'm just trying to be inclusive to everybody, okay?
Oh.
Okay? That it's lit because they get Hanukkah's 8 days.
That's true.
That's fire.
You little cream dreidel. or one of the candles in the menorah.
Yeah.
Man, that's my outfit. I'm just a candle on the menorah.
Well, I mean, look, speaking of getting more organized, y'all sent me some topics.
Well, it's too late if you just looked at them now. There's a lot to go through.
No, I like this one because I also got a couple messages on Patreon about it. Mm-hmm. One of these topics, which is very interesting, is what's something you've never told your ex? And I like this topic. And before you, do you want to say yours or do you want me to read the Patreon?
Well, no, that is not for us.
No, because okay. I'd rather not. I just
I definitely wasn't going to say mine.
No.
That was specifically for the Patreon people to be anonymous, so don't butcher their names.
Oh, it is anonymous. I told them to.
Pretty sure a couple of my exes and future partners have been watching the podcast, and I really
partners.
I really would like a relationship
A couple of my future husbands. husband.
It's like, look, my roster is watching.
Okay, this is the trial run, all right? I know it's cupping season for y'all, but right now this is preseason, okay? That's what I like to call it. By March, there should be one.
That's so funny.
And I ain't trying to blow my chances.
Look, we all got things we didn't tell our ex.
And there's a lot of shit I didn't tell my... No, it's okay.
Check this out, though. I low-key...
I tell pretty much everything.
You're very open, though. I'm living a lie.
So I kind of want to... Look, did y'all hear that?
I did.
Don't. Side tangent. We're going to talk about what my throat just did.
Ow.
I don't know.
Ow.
That was great.
You went one way and another.
My throat does that. I don't know why. And so if y'all couldn't pick that up on the mic, did the mic pick that up? A little bit. Okay.
Just bump
boost it up. Yeah. So my throat kind of does a thing sometimes when I'm talking, and I don't know why it does that, but it'll do like a little throat gurgle. Mm-hmm. And there was one day, there was a week where I was narrating a show of all like video fails, like people falling, shit like that. And I was doing all the narration for it. It was a European show, and I was re-narrating it for like just a random cable channel, right? And after a couple sessions, the dude, you know, understood that sometimes my throat gurgles, and so I would have to hold and be like, hold on a second, we got a little throat gurgle on that. Or he would stop it and be like, can you do that one more time? We got a little throat gurgle.
My stomach was starting to do that because I'm hungry.
I mean, that's normal, I think.
Yeah, but I was hoping that it didn't get picked up on the mic. But yeah, that's exactly the same sound.
Can anybody remember what I was about to say?
Secrets
that we didn't tell our exes, we were going to read anonymous.
No. Stop. So I've been wanting to do an exclusive No Chaser episode with not y'all here, but with me and just my ex, and have like a sit down conversation.
You can do that with. Yeah, for sure. Do that without us.
Yeah. Nah, because I, you know, I would want it to be more of an intimate conversation.
Ew.
Because personally, I feel like it's been a long time. It's been over 10 years, right?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And I feel like we both have probably grown a lot. And I feel like there are things that I've realized that, you know, like I didn't realize back then were probably fucked up that I'd like to have a conversation about. And I was talking, you know, since we're talking about exes, right? And I just want to be like, hey, man, look, my bad. I'm sorry about this.
Yeah.
I feel bad about that. And I understand certain things differently now. You know what I'm saying?
Rick, if somebody gave you we'll keep the number low. $10,000 to sit with your ex and have a conversation with them on camera. Would you do it?
$10,000?
$10,000 in cash.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I mean, I got nothing that's going to be harmful for me in that conversation. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. So I take some money to talk to a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about this? Let's flip it then. How about this?
I got to pay $10,000?
No. What if your ex was like, I want to talk out some things on the podcast?
No.
No?
All right, Nikki Blades, I feel like you asked that question because you do not want to have that conversation
on
camera.
I've actually had the conversation. I own up to a lot of the shit where I fucked up in the relationship. So if that was to happen, I would do it. Mm-hmm. I would do it because I don't bash like my last ex. There's things that didn't work out, yes, and whatever, but they're still a good person. And if we sat on camera, it would show a lot of growth on like on my end. So I think it would benefit me greatly to do it.
So I'm super glad you said that, right?
Well, because, I'm just going to own it.
Yeah, because he's been talking about this for a minute. And that was my first caution to him. It seems self-serving.
It's very self-serving. Yeah.
Because for me, the reason I said no to that is because of the camera. Like, if she just wanted to have a conversation, hey, can we talk?
Yeah.
Fine. I can have a conversation all day. But I want to make a video of us having this conversation. Yeah. I'm like,
Because I've had the conversation already with my ex. Like, I'm actually on really good terms with my ex as we speak because I knew that was something that I needed to do for myself. But if we were to throw a camera in front, I wouldn't subject him to that. Like, I would not subject him to that space. And that's also a big part of why our relationship didn't work out, because I didn't want people in our relationship.
Yeah.
So if for like YouTube or whatever, I really wouldn't do it. But say we had money on the line, And
I'm gonna sell out for the money.
Yeah, if there's money on the line, but just off of like, is this good content? I wouldn't do that because of where I'm at today.
Well, I'll tell you this. It is self-serving, 100%, mm-hmm. because I know it'll be good content. But also for like the thing about it is, I also know that she has been like uploading YouTube content recently.
So she's in the space.
So
as
yes.
Well.
So yes.
Oh,
so
you both are benefiting.
Yes,
off of
because
this.
I feel like it would be beneficial for like if she would want to do that.
Do it before she tries to put it up on her page, so we can reap the benefits of this conversation.
I think it would be good for both of us, right? And
we all want to benefit.
And also because I know, just from creeping on her shit recently, and Chia knows this, that like. She kind of has a story that she wants to tell about some other shit. So I think it would be interesting to have the conversation. And because, like, you know, in our relationship, I put her on YouTube. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I think, like, it would be a mind fuck. It would be crazy for people to be like, oh, shit.
For as long as I've known you, yeah. I'll be 1,000% honest. Mm. I have no idea about your last relationship.
Yeah, I try not to bring her up if I don't
like,
need to.
Even before meeting you, though. I mean, not even before meeting you, but before, like, really working together. Like, I don't know anything about it. So I find it interesting this many years later to hear some of the stories and then for it to be resurfacing after the fact.
Well, like, the people that know me in real life, like, you know, they know who my, like, my
enough people do know. I see the comments, you know.
And like, yeah, and people that have been watching me for like fucking 10 fucking years, you know, they know. They still make occasional jokes here and there.
Yeah.
But so I think it'd be good content.
Ooh.
I think it'd be good for everybody.
Also, drop in the comment section below, like, if you could sit and talk with your ex on camera, would you do it? And why wouldn't you?
Here's one reason that I would. Well, not a reason that happened, but a scenario.
Okay.
If I had a relationship where I fucked up. And I fucked up publicly, like made her look stupid or bad or some shit to the public. Then if I'm going to have that conversation where I'm like, yo, I fucked up, I shouldn't have, blah, 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 blah. She would deserve for the public to see that. But that's the only way I would do it. And luckily for me, I don't be fucking up.
You know, Rick. Hey, that is one thing about Rick that I have learned, that honesty is the best policy because you never have to apologize when you're honest.
That's bars.
Mm-hmm. Actually, save that.
Unless you're a man, you still gotta apologize.
Yes.
Regardless.
That's sus. I'm so sorry, guys.
And let me tell you this. I ran this idea by Chia. She thought it was a great idea.
So perfect.
Before y'all being my shit about
okay.
that.
Okay. And another thing, if you have been here for 200 episodes, you already know Chia does not care.
Yeah, she don't really like him. She
don't give a shit. She doesn't care. She waited a long time to get that, too, by the way.
She's like, I think this man got some good sperm. I'm going to put in 10 years and see what happens.
Put in 10 years. Goddamn. I ain't got the patience.
We're currently...
I guess I have to have the patience at this point.
You got the patience.
I really do. Actually, I take it back. I'm very patient now that I think about it.
That's funny. Shoot, okay.
Are we going to read some of these people so we don't have to make... These
let's,
are my confessions.
Because I put it on Patreon. I asked my Patreon people, like, yo, is there anything you've never told your ex just to get some cheese made from these people?
Shout out. Tell me. Love you guys.
And we'll do it anonymously, all right? I only got a couple because
Karen says, don't say my name, but
Karen Winowski says,
from Minnesota.
All right. So Anonymous says, here's something I never told my ex. I was like 18. I got my ex's login for her social media and found out she was talking to another guy. I would always check on their conversations when we weren't together. Then one day they talked about how their kiss was the day, literally the day of our anniversary before we went out to dinner. So I started texting him as her.
Oh, shit.
Telling him that his kiss was bad and how his breath stank. LOL, LOL. Dumb. I know.
No, brilliant.
She was acting weird at dinner that night, but never brought it up. But later that night, I checked up on the messages and she was thinking she got hacked somehow and said all the stuff wasn't true to the guy and just ended up changing her password. She never accused me of doing it, so I left it at that and eventually we just broke up.
Hilarious.
Wow.
That's so funny.
That's fucking beautiful.
The funny part is, though, if she comes across this, she's gonna know.
Yeah.
That's so specific. Yeah.
But that's fucking hilarious. But also, I wanna ask, how long did you stay in this relationship knowing your girl was cheating on you?
You consider that cheating?
Kissing somebody else?
Oh, right.
Damn.
Oh, my bad. I forgot that part. I forgot that part. I was thinking about the messaging.
No. First off, she was cheating on him. Right. He found out he was pretending to be her, said the kiss was ass. How long did you stay with the girl after knowing she was cheating? Because you clearly...
18, though.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm asking. Yeah. Like, how long did you stay? Okay, question.
Well, they said... He said shortly after.
Shortly, okay. Question in the room. How long did you stay with someone after finding out that they cheated on you?
I've never been cheated on.
That you know of?
That I know of, so...
Not long.
Not long?
Yeah. But here's the thing. The way he did it explains why he stayed. Because you then have to say, I got your login and I went through your shit.
Oh, you have to admit.
You know what I'm saying?
So you have to use a different reason to break up.
Yeah. You got to figure some shit out.
Smart.
I also just realized your outfit is the exact same color as the couch.
Yeah.
Am I just camouflage right now? You just see
the neck and arms.
Just bits and pieces.
I mean, the head and arms.
Just bits and pieces.
Wow, that was such a great story. I appreciate you for sharing that, dog. Wow. It's hilarious.
And also, I'm giving you one of these. That's genius. I wish I was that creative. You know what I did one time? I sat down face to face with the girl.
What?
Yeah, I sat down face to face with the girl because I was so in love with him. He could have told me anything, and I would have believed him. And
so
I wanted.
What did you tell this girl?
First off, she did reach out to me.
Oh.
She reached out to me.
As a woman.
Yes. Do you know I've had 5 of those conversations, and 3 were with the same dude because my dumbass kept going back.
Oh.
Yeah. I own that I went back.
You sat down with 3 of these women?
I sat down with 1.
Oh, okay.
And that was the last one.
Okay.
That was the last one. Because the first one didn't really give enough details. The second one, not so much. And that one could have been like, it could have been anybody. This is before social media was really like big. Mm. The third one was the last one. And that was on some like, damn, this girl is not lying. Mm. You want to believe your dude. But when you sit face to face with someone, and also I was trying to fight her because I was like, this bitch got way too much information. She's not lying.
I thought you were going to say muscles.
It's really hard to find somebody who got more muscles than me.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Maybe you got to think for buff ass women. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, but I did go back and forth with the same dude for a while. It took a long time. Ooh, I was stupid. Self-esteem was low.
It happens. Self-esteem low. You're young.
I was young and dumb.
Yeah, full of cum. All right.
Would have been a different story if that was the case.
All right, we got another anonymous.
That was really good.
Something I never told my ex is that his best friend from high school. This made me laugh. His best friend from high school complimented on my tits. that they look nice. He probably would have gotten upset, and I didn't want to ruin their friendship. That's it.
That's adorable.
We are starting No Chaser Confessions. Please send us.
I think this is a great thing.
Holy shit. Please send us your confessions. We'll keep you anonymous. We want to know your deep, dark, dirty secrets. Send them to us because the best friend said your titties were
best
nice.
Best friend complimented my tits.
What,
like, is that?
It's like it's funny because it's adorable.
Yeah. Right?
But then it's also, hey man.
Yeah.
Why you complimenting her tits?
Right. Yeah. So question. What would you do if your girl told you that your best friend complimented her tits?
So I would, for me, I was already thinking about this, and I think it's context. I would need context.
Okay, no, just like maybe, okay, Rick, paint a scenario where it's inappropriate.
I mean, shit is always inappropriate but make if it extra, you aren't there.
Well, make it extra. And give him a scenario to where it's like, you know your friend.
But what, you want an inappropriate context or an appropriate scenario?
No, I want in. First off, it's never appropriate. So let's
I'll tell you where it's appropriate. Oh. Because as soon as I read it, I was going through.
You gotta think it's
also, you remember it's me?
Okay.
You gotta remember it's me, and you gotta remember my homies. We like to joke about fucking each other's girls because it's funny. Okay.
Okay.
Oh. And we have that relationship.
The scene has been set.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So here's where it's might be appropriate. Where let's say Chia was like, working. How's it appropriate?
How is it appropriate for somebody to compliment your wife's tits?
Because if the only way I can make it appropriate in my mind is if it's joking, of course, it's a joke. And also, she's fucking feeling self-conscious. Okay? So fucking... Okay. Bam! Here's where it's appropriate. Put my cup down for this. She is like... she's putting on a dress that she wants to look pretty for me. She comes out of her room at a party I'm throwing and she's adjusting her tits. Rick happens to be looking for the bathroom, runs into Chia as she's adjusting her tits. He's like, oh shit. And she's like, oh my God, sorry, I didn't know you were there. I was just trying to look cute for Tim. Rick's like, don't trip. They look great. Ha ha ha.
No. No. It has to be compliment the tits, not they look great. When is it appropriate?
They look great at the tits.
This is the only time it's appropriate.
Because they look great is different than if you got nice tits.
If you're chilling with the homie and his girl and she's tripping about something, let's say it's that dress.
Okay, the dress.
And he says, your tits look great. Don't they look great? To you. And then you say, yeah, them shits look great. That's the only time it's appropriate.
I just realized another appropriate one. Me and Chia are on the brink
of Tim's in the room?
He asked the friend, yeah. Okay, don't Tim these asked, shits
okay,
look Tim, great?
Okay.
That's
okay,
when
okay,
I say
okay.
It's appropriate.
Okay, okay.
I found another appropriate one, all right? Me and Chia are on the brink of divorce. Our marriage is
shambles.
Hanging on by a thread. Shambles, right? I tell her... divorce conversations. God, you just never get your tits right for me anymore. I can't handle this. What's wrong with you? You used to get your titties ready for me all the time. You never dress your tits up for me anymore. What the fuck? Right? I'm pissed. So then one day, she is confused. She thinks her titties look right all the time. She's like, I don't know what to do. She's like, what can I do but find my Tim's best friend to help me? She's like, Rick, please, I want to give Tim an anniversary surprise gift so we can save the marriage, keep it together. She's like, Rick, I know this feels weird, but can you please help me out? Please, I need this to save the marriage for Veda, for a future unnamed child. Please. So Rick's like, ugh. All right, fine. This feels weird, but fuck it. Rick comes over while I'm shooting Dudes Behind the Foods with David. Rick Ubers over. Chia opens the door. She's like, please, Tim wants my... He complains of my tits looking not gussied up enough for him.
How do I gotta go over?
You gotta go over. Chia don't like leaving out.
And Tim's not there.
Yeah, and I'm not there. Oh but it's God. Like, no. Okay. She don't even... Yeah, she okay. No, okay. You're right. No. You go to the front door, but she never opens the door. She FaceTimes you from inside the house while you're outside the door. She's like, do these tits look dressed up enough in this outfit? Because I don't know what the fuck Tim's talking about. Rick knows me. He's like, those tits look great and dressed up for Tim. Your marriage will be fine. That is when it's appropriate.
But then does Rick tell you about the interaction?
Absolutely. No.
Yes.
Okay, so here's the thing. That's funny. That would never happen. But if that happened, that would be appropriate. But here's what you got to understand. Even though we have this ability to joke about fucking each other's girl and shit like that, right? If you look back to any time, we do not compliment the girl. It's weird to do that.
Oh, it's weird that to do that. Yeah, yes, even, it's like, still
we
weird.
Don't do it. So
it's wildly inappropriate. Yeah. The scenario you painted, Tim, would result in me taking my fist and punching somebody in the mouth.
Wow, you wouldn't even help your best friend or your best friend's wife?
That is okay.
Wow.
If Rick is standing at your front door staring at your wife's tits and never told you
through FaceTime.
It's the never told you part. It's the never told you
okay,
part.
Yes, he would tell me.
Yeah, okay. If he told you, then like, because you guys are actually friends.
Okay.
It's the secret of it.
Yeah, that's okay.
The when they keep it a secret is because they feel it's inappropriate. But if you're actually friends and there's nothing going on, you're like, duh.
All jokes aside, I would never, behind my homie's back,
right,
just compliment his there girl's tits. Yes.
So it's super inappropriate.
And y'all know I'm laxed on a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But I would have a problem with the homie privately complimenting my girl's body parts.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, it's weird. It so is that's weird. What I'm saying. Like, why would you do that, dog?
It is hilarious, by the way. Yeah. Tim, good job. That was a funny ass story.
Thanks.
There's truth in that story, though. Not about us people, right?
What, that but she is girls, trying to make her tits nice so that Tim doesn't leave her? She doesn't make them gussied up enough for him?
That's so funny. But girls do this thing where they will send you pictures of themselves asking, do you think the guy I'm talking to will like this?
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't think he would like this, what's going on, but yeah, he gonna like them titties.
Yeah.
Ooh, no. Mm-mm.
As a girl.
I've never. No fucking way. First off, if I'm talking to a dude and I'm sending him pictures, like, I'm definitely not doing that for you to tell me I look good for someone else. No. If I send you photos, I want you to compliment me. That's what I'm doing for.
As the receiver, it feels like an invitation of sorts.
It is 1,000% an invitation.
But they are currently with someone. So what I'm saying is that they will do that type of shit, even though they got a man.
But those type of girls, they ain't shit. I'm going to tell you right now. If you are a girl and you're sending your male friend, oh my God, tell me if this looks okay. Do you think Tom is going to like it? You know what you're doing. So keep sending it if you want to keep that option open, because that's exactly what you're doing.
But if you don't have a man, feel free to send your male friends all type of shit.
Oh, I thought Rick was going to drop his at to help them out.
Oh.
I've
been there, done that.
You're over it?
We do that every birthday.
Man, I did it. My first, 3 years on YouTube, answer questions.
Yeah.
Ask me for advice or send me nudes if you're grown.
Yeah.
And they would do it.
Actually, yeah, y'all would.
No, like they did it.
No, I know. Y'all are nasty.
One time I accidentally showed the homies a picture of Chia's titties on accident. It was, do you remember this? It was at the homies' New Year's party. And I was on a fucking, why was I looking at an iPad? Why were we on an iPad?
You were on an iPad? So it was a big screen titty?
Yeah. I think.
Do we want to talk about this?
Maybe it was a phone, but.
Do we want to talk about this?
Specifically the homie Pablo, because Pablo didn't know how to handle it. But it was Rick and Pablo, right?
No, it was, I think it was Pablo and Alex. And Alex was like,
I was trying to go through I was trying to find another picture, and I just happened to have a picture of Chia's titties on there. And then like, Pablo was like, he was so uncomfortable, but also he was like, oh my God. Just in Chia's titties.
Oh, man.
So it was like accidental swipe, or was it like,
it was an accidental swipe. No.
Ooh, there are definitely some people who are into showing off their partners like that.
Here's the thing.
It's a thing.
It's definitely
it's a thing.
Thing.
It's yeah.
Thing. Yeah, yeah. Showing the homies.
Cardi B just posted up a conversation with her and her man that was like, I love when you show it off.
Oh.
And it turns him on.
Who said, he loved that?
He was texting her. She showed it on a little swipe. Mm-hmm. She was over here twerking, doing her thing. And he was like, I'm so horny. Mm-hmm. I love it when you show it off.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
he likes one reason. Yeah. But that's different than what we're talking about.
Then
like, it's not him saying, because I thought you were saying she was telling him she likes when he shows
her
people.
Off. Oh, sorry. I kind of kept them in the same lane.
Yeah.
But
I mean, like, that's just him being like, yeah, go out there, do your thing. I like that shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was my fault. I kind of merged those two scenarios together.
In my head, right? So I would never just show the homies like nudes of Chia, or like, you know, someone I actually cared about, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I misunderstood you saying, but if Chia, now this is where it's different, right? If Chia was like, yo, to her homegirls, look at them dick.
you wouldn't feel no type of way.
No. Or look at this video of us smashing. I I would not feel in type of way. I would feel like I would think it was one, funny, and also two, kind of hot.
Yeah, exactly. Same. But it is interesting. I've known people who get off on their partner showing stuff to their friends. Mm-hmm. And that makes me start questioning shit. Mm. Like, she gave a specific friend. She said, are you there with so-and-so show? Like, it's a little interesting. Still hot. Still hot, but interesting.
I'm gonna keep a lot of my scenarios to myself.
No, let us know, Nikki Blaines.
Look.
I'm sorry, what's my name?
Nikki Blaines.
Don't nobody care if you're a freak, though.
I'm good. As I said, my future roster is watching. I always like to make sure.
Oh, you like Jamaican dudes? Your future roster.
Oh, wow.
The future roster for Nikki Blaines. I didn't even know that was your preference.
That's funny.
I mean, I'm going to stop talking.
Well, shit, y'all, thanks for watching the 200th episode of the No Jacks podcast. But thank you so much for watching, y'all. 200 episodes is lit. I appreciate you guys. We appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
As always, thank you for, you know, watching. Like, comment, subscribe, share.
Keep sending. Keep sending your confessions. I think we need to add this in. We need a confessional moment.
Yeah, I can start asking for private answers on Patreon. I'll probably do it on Instagram too. But also, if you want to watch us on Patreon without the ad reads, I don't know if Cass is going to like that. But if you want to watch us on Patreon without the ad reads,
Rick will edit this out.
Check us out on Patreon. And hey guys, love you. Merry Christmas. Be safe.
Rick, hold on. Say something.
I'm good.
You ain't got what?
Hold on. Wait, Rick. This is our 200th episode, and Rick ain't got nothing to say.
I've said enough 200 fucking times.
About what? What's the beef?
Tell him I'm just trying to just say thank you.
Oh, you want me to thank the people? Man, fuck you. Nah, we definitely appreciate y'all. Like we said before, No Chaser love is some of the best love we get in person.
Mm-hmm.
So thank y'all for rocking with us. Don't stop. Go to the Patreon, though.
Yes, please.
Trust me on this. You're going to want to go to the Patreon. We got some shit coming.
Oh, damn.
We do. Love you guys.
Are you going to say anything?
I say enough.
You made Rick say so.
Because Rick don't talk that much. I talk enough. Love you guys. Thank you. 200 episodes. Love these guys.
I'm Tim Chatterazzi.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
I'm Nikki Blaines.
Bye.